whenever he was not left entirely alone, and it was proposed to hold him accountable for the consequences of any of his acts, he was sure to come out with the awful menace that he would sooner pitch his property into the Atlantic. This had terrified the Home Secretary within an inch of his life on several occasions. However, the Coketowners were so patriotic after all that they never had pitched their property into the Atlantic yet, but on the contrary, had been kind enough to take mighty good care of it. So there it was, in the haze yonder, and it increased and multiplied. The streets were hot and dusty on the summer day, and the sun was so bright that it even shone through the heavy vapour drooping over Coketown, and could not be looked at steadily. Stokers emerged from low underground doorways into factory yards, and sat on steps and posts and palings, wiping their swarthy visages and contemplating coals. The whole town seemed to be frying in oil. There was a stifling smell of hot oil everywhere. The steam engines shone with it. The dresses of the hands were soiled with it. The mills throughout their many stories oozed and trickled it. The atmosphere of those fairy palaces was like the breath of the simoon,